And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Oh, welcome back. The things that happened during the break. We just coined the newest phrase that I'm going to use, and I don't think it's that bad. But
Tim Sobey'd like that.
Right, yeah. So, Bob was, we were talking about what we were going to talk about.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
Read that question. Is there a French sausage?
Yeah, you just read it yourself. So Bob's best conversations happen with Bob. So he poses the question. Now he's going to give you the answer.
Once in a while. my grandma was French, and she barely spoke English, and unless she got mad at my dad for calling her a French Canadian or whatever she was.
A hussy.
She wasn't Canadian, but those French girls can get pretty pissed off.
Yeah.
So here's all the my research is like, yeah, boudin, it's French. It's a white pudding sausage made from prime cuts of pork, fat, fresh eggs, milk, and a secret blend of sausage seasons. Comes from the 17th century in the Rethel district of the Ardennes.
You were talking about that, maybe this boudin. You were talking about it with rice that comes from Cajun country, but this doesn't have any rice in it.
Right. The Cajun stuff has rice in it. And that was do you remember the financial advisor who used to love our show and sit in with us once in a while on one of the other stations? He brought me a pack up from – he's from Louisiana.
Oh.
Anyway, he's here in Grand Rapids. Anyway.
Must have left an impact on us. I can't remember his name.
He brought me some that was so stinking good. I cooked it and I ate it all myself. That was a boudin with rice.
Okay.
The other one is neck – I'm going to butcher the name, but it's like d'Alsace. It's cooked, smoked, made from pork and beef. And it's darker pink color because of the beef. And it's famous Frankfurters. The sausage are produced in the French region of Alsace. It's their hot dog.
Oh, okay.
It looks just like a hot dog.
Yeah, I know. When we go over to Sobey's, he's got German wieners, too, that are different than a hot dog would be.
Yeah.
It's not a sausage. He calls them German wieners, and they're a little bit bigger around, different grind, different.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So that
it's just a sausage.
Right. So keep going. Keep going on your.
These, and what I guess the point is, as I looked at all these recipes and all these things, I mean, like, these are all really, really similar. Like, this one is Saucisse de Montbéliard, and it's smoked sausage from pork, natural pork casing, smoky flavor. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Sawdust smoking. It's a production line pork. It's kneaded. It's got herbs, cumin, pepper, all these different things in it. But they're all very similar. This one's called Saucillon Brioche, and it's just, again, it's just another sausage, but it's from Lyon, and it's coated with pistachios in a brioche loaf. So they bake it in a brioche loaf. Pigs in a blanket, baby!
Yeah, right there it is.
Except it sounds better when you say saucillon brioche.
Yeah, I have a we've had him on the show. My nephew Eric is a chef, and he works for a company called Olympia Provisions, and Olympia Provisions put themselves on the map by making sausages.
Pigs in a blanket?
Well, just these kind of things. It just occurred to me that we're sitting here talking about this, and he speaks this language, is where I'm at, is that there are nuances. A lot of them are all ground pork. You start with ground pork, add some fat. From there, it goes a lot of directions.
Look at there, Jop comes to life.
Right, I came
to
life.
It took sausage.
Right. But at the end of the day, there's one here called a diet. But I think it might be an idiot, because it's D-I-O-T, right? But again, all it's talking about is a fatty ground pork sausage seasoned with salt, pepper, and nutmeg on this particular one.
Yep.
There you go. You just went down. You're going down the same road. You just take a little turn to the right or a little turn to the left.
Boiled, grilled, or braised.
Right.
Most popular way of a dish called diots au vin blanc is they're boiled in white wine. And that's why I put that note on there, because I thought, that's kind of cool. You're boiling it in white wine. And if it's a little bit of a basic sausage, maybe that's a great way to do it. I know Trevor's taking notes over here. He's like shaking his head like, I'm right. hungry.
So then the boiling liquid that you talk about, that imparts a flavor as well,
mm-hmm.
right? Whether you do them in dark beer, you do them in light beer, yep. you do them in wine.
White wine. Yeah. Somebody leaves that junky wine at your house?
Right.
Boil your sausage.
Yeah.
And then these guys are talking about serving it with some Dijon, of course, lentils, or boiled potatoes. I would do all of them.
Yeah, right.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go home and boil some sausage. Yeah. And then this one was Toulouse, reminding me of the Doobie Brothers album.
Yeah.
Coarsely minced pork. And the appearance, and I copied those pictures here. You can see as more your traditional, like Johnsonville brats kind of have that. You can tell when it's a single grind.
Right. They're bigger chunks of the meat
that
you see, and you see the fat through the casing.
Yeah.
And whereas a double grind, it's going to look all smooth and consistent. You're not going to get fluctuations in color.
This one was sexy. Boudin Noir All Palms. And it's a blood sausage.
So tell me about that. What does that mean, blood sausage?
I was hoping you'd know.
No, I think I do.
They use blood in it,
right.
Like liverwurst is liver.
Right.
I don't think it's all blood because that would just squish out. But I think it's you put your blood
as a binding agent, a binding agent in there to put it together. Now we've been talking a lot of casings, but we make this thing called a fatty out of sausage.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
right, and that is
fatty.
Uncased sausage. And what I mean by that is buy it in bulk, right? You buy it by the pound, just a big, like you would hamburger, but it's a big pile of it that's not in a casing.
Well, you're using a bacon casing.
Right? Yeah, right, yeah. I'm creating one of those. But, you can make patties like burgers. Everybody's had breakfast sausage patties before.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be in a casing. And my wife doesn't particularly care for casing. She just doesn't like that inner, the feel of that when she's chewing it. And sometimes if they're not... If they're not done properly, they're really chewy. And so, you just get it without a casing then. Or buy it in the casing and cut it out. Throw the casing away, right, when you want to use it. Because
it's sort of like a Trojan.
Another thing you could do with it, I'm not biting on that one. Another thing you could do with it is mix it 50-50 with ground beef. Because sausage, 100%
blood.
Yeah, 100% sausage is a little fatty. I mean, it's by design. That's
100% sausage.
Yeah, right. When you get a sausage like that, if you just patty it up, it's going to be fatty. Where if you mix it with some burger, then it's going to
rap song coming.
Right,
here.
Yeah, right. You're doing a lot of editorializing and a very little contribution towards content.
A fatty in the patty. I just love watching you muddle through this. Fatty in the patty.
Well, this is not a spectator sport, right? We're not on TV. This is on. This was radio. I'm not sure what it is right now. But
so listen. We are going to be moving our signal in the Grand Rapids market. Wherever else you're listening, it's all the same. But we are headed over to a place called Jethro FM, and it's 94.9 in Grand Rapids. You can still stream it. It'll stream a little easier actually on our website and on your phone. But we're going to be sad to say goodbye to Trevor. We're going to be happy to be on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock.
Right.
And it's not a powerhouse group like this, a Town Square Media I've known for years. And they're big and powerful, and they got a lot of great programming. But they can't give us Sunday morning.
Saturday morning.
They can't. They can't give us Saturday morning. We're on Sundays at 7:00 and. I mean, most people aren't up at 7:00 on Sundays, so
right.
we're kind of forced to do this, and we're gonna miss Trevor, but we'll be back again here next week, unless the managers of the station hear this and they just tell us
they're not up on Sunday mornings at 7:00. Come on, who are we kidding? Right? Yeah, right. They might hear it via the grapevine, but they've been very good to us.
Yes,
they've been very good to us here. Easy to work with.
And we came
great
here, but,
producer
yes.
that they provided us with. I'm sure he was super skeptical when he drew that short straw, but we've kind of put it together.
Got stuck with a couple of
right. Yep. And now it's
goobers.
It's this isn't this isn't a big change for us, but we felt like we needed to be on Saturday mornings again.
Yeah.
It was where we've done this for the last 10 years and for the last year.
It's our swan song.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I don't know. I can't sing it, but...
Well, no, but you could do your. You were just doing a rap a minute ago. So.
Whatever, Bob. All right. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week, even probably more than you do. And we'll be back and get out in your backyard, create some grill envy wherever you are, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.